A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Ksubas Daf Yud, Ksubas 10a, pagination 19, starting from the top of the page, Itmar. We dealt on the previous Daf at the top of Tesamar Aleph 9a that a person who says Pesach Pasuach, that he found that the woman was open, so to speak, on the first night of relations, he's going to be ne'eman la'osra alav. He's going to be believed in certain cases to forbid the relationship because, according to his claim, it's possible that she willfully was with another man between the kiddushin and the nesuin. Rashi over there told us that the Gemara specifically is choosing the wording ne'eman la'osra, that he's only believed to forbid her upon him, meaning he's believed on chaticha di isura, shavya anafshe, that he made the situation forbidden to him by his say-so, but he's not believed, as Rashi points out, in that Gemara, lahafsida kesubasa, to make her lose her ksuba money, because that's something to do with her, and he has no impact. Our Gemara, however, is going to take this to a new level and say that some level of belief is applicable here, to the point that if after the cross-examination, etc., and her claims and his claims and everything's done, it is possible that she would lose the ksuba based on his say-so, and the Gemara explains why. Itmar, we learnt. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, they said the following thing. Chachamim tiknu lohem livnos Yisrael, libesula masayim, vela almana mone. The sages legislated the concept of ksuba. Besula gets 200 silver coins written up in the ksuba in case of divorce or death of the husband before hers. And for a widow, 100 silver coins. Veheim he'eminu, and they, the sages, who legislated the ksuba money to begin with, believed him in this case, shem omar pesach pasuach matzasi ne'eman, that if he says it was open, he's going to be believed. And the Gemara is going to explain why this is so unique. But in order to do that, we first have to challenge the statement. Im kein, the Gemara asks, ma ho'ilu chachamim betakanosam? If every person that was told that he's going to owe a certain amount if he divorces her, and by the way, the point of that legislation, in part, is shalote kalo be'enov lahotzia, so that it shouldn't be light to him to divorce her. And in fact, if they misplace the ksuba after the chasana, we have to have a whole solution in order to get her a ksuba written up or some workaround so that they can be together that night, because we don't want them together without a ksuba. A ksuba is very important for the marriage to proceed. So you're telling me that he has a way to get out of the ksuba money by just claiming Pesach Pasuach? Maho ilu chachamim betakanosam. What did they accomplish with this legislation then? Amar Rava. So Rava tells us the underlying principle over here that's working is chazaka in adam torech besuuda umafsida. We have an assumption, a very strong perception, that a person would not work on a festive meal for the chasna and then dump her. And that is a svara sufficient that if he claims Pesach Pasuach, that we're going to believe him, at least fundamentally, before the cross-examination, fundamentally we're going to believe him. Rashi explains that if he really didn't like her, he would have divorced her after the Kiddushin before the Nisuin. He would not have thrown a party. If he made a party and was with her after that and claims that something's not right, we need to listen to him, we need to believe him, because there's something that's going on over here that in judging humans and their behavior, it doesn't make sense that he would throw the party, be with her. There's a certain experience of being with her and then walking away and claiming that it was Pesach Pasuach to ruin the whole thing. Something seriously wrong here, and that's why we're believing him. That's why we're paying attention. In Halacha, Simen Samech Ches, Sif Ches, we're told that this Svara only holds sway regarding the Ksuba money, as the Gemara is telling us, it's a Heim Amru Veheim Amru. They legislated the Ksuba money, and they said that in such a case, where he comes right after the Chasna, after the first night, telling us what he's telling us, they said we're going to believe him. That's, they legislated Ksuba money, but they legislated that his word can undo that legislation. But Hatosefes, any additional money that was put into the Ksuba is considered a gift, where the husband is stating that if I divorce you, this will be a gift from me to you. That is not touchable by rabbinic legislation. They're not going to say, we said it, so we're going to undo it. On the contrary, we didn't say it. He said it. And therefore it's binding, because the chassan made that commitment, like a matana, like any gift, he would have to prove in order to undo the gift. So the Tosefes, according to this Gemara, is going to be in place, while the regular Ksuba was a rabbinic legislation, so it can be undone by the rabbis in this specific case, where they felt his situation indicates a level of integrity to his claim. The Gemara continues and says, Tana, we learned, Ha'il Kanas Chachamim Hu. Indeed, it is a fine from the Chachamim when Ksuba is paid. Lo Tigva Elamene Ziburis, and therefore it's paid from the least valuable of the property. A big discussion in Halacha is different people who get paid. How do they get paid? Do they get paid by Idis, the best, which is considered a good way to get paid, or Beinonis, medium, or Ziburis, the worst? So even though you're getting the correct value, but a person is not only paying attention to getting paid 200, he's also paying attention with how usable is that product that is worth the 200. So over here, we're quite lenient, and we allow him to pay her minaziburis from the least valuable type of property. Of course, it's going to be more than had he paid from elite property, but like we're saying, we consider it beneficial to get paid prime real estate, even though you'll get paid less volume of the property. Asks the Gemara, I'm glad you indicated that Ksuba is Derabanan, but Knasa, you're calling it a Knas, a fine? My Knasa, what kind of fine is it? It's not a fine, it's a deal. If he divorces her, he's got to pay. Eloema, what's the correct wording? Ho'ilu takonas chachamim hu, since it's a legislation from the sages, lo sig ve'ela menaziburis, she only collects from the least type of property. So it was amended to be takonas chachamim, a legislation from the sages. As I often mention, it's important to go back to the original wording and wonder, how do you read the amended text into the original wording? Because if possible, it's likely that a nuance is relevant in how the statement was made. And indeed, we find that knas, a fine, has two very different underlying principles which often work together. One is that it's a fine, because you did something wrong, we're going to fine you. It's a penalty, it's a punishment. But a fine, a knas, can also be a deterrent. And in this case, while the Gemara says that it's not a punishment, he divorces her, it's not a punishment to pay the ksuba, that's the way it is. He has to pay the ksuba. If he dies, the estate pays the ksuba. It's not a punishment. It's not that he's being punished for making the mistake of dying, but it is a deterrent on some level, not from dying, but a deterrent, shlote kala be'inav le'otzia. In one application, in one situation, on one level, it is considered a deterrent. And sometimes a knas is viewed factually as a deterrent. You have, for example, we can jokingly say in a yeshiva, sometimes they give a knas because someone comes late, or sometimes they give a knas because the room is messy. So on the one hand, it's a punishment. On the other hand, it's a deterrent that in the future, the behavior should be guided to improve. And over here also, the main point was to show us that it's a derabbanan, and therefore it could be heim amru veheim amru. They legislated ksuba, but they allowed him to make this claim of Pesach Pasuach and to be believed. But we wanted to prove that it's indeed derabbanon, rabbinic. So we proved it. Since it's rabbinic, you only pay from the lesser type of real estate. But the wording knas on its own level has a message of sorts, even though the text is amended to be a takonas chachamim, a legislation, on some level it is a knas, because sometimes a knas is a deterrent, which this is, even though it's not a knas on the more conventional level, meaning a punishment for a misdeed. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.